Welcome to episode 139 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. In the previous episode, I said I was going to get back to natural history, starting with this episode. I changed my mind. My little figures are doing some interesting things already. In many artificial life simulations, you'll hear that there is no fitness function. That's true in a way. Nobody's deliberately made a function that decides which digital organism lives or dies, or has children, to be around in the next generation. But you get a de facto fitness function that sort of emerges from the overall design of the system. In episode 112, I talked about Polyworld, which was an attempt to use evolution to design neural networks and intelligence. I have a link to that episode, as well as a video about Polyworld, on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. In that video, at 30 minutes and 25 seconds in, the presenter talks about a fitness function he made accidentally. He doesn't put it in those terms, but he had designed his creatures and hadn't given them an energy cost for making children. The creatures ended up making children and then immediately eating them. Their children were a source of energy, and since it didn't cost energy to make them, they could get as much food as they needed by making and consuming their own children. I've run into that already with my system. Although the result isn't quite as macabre, it's still a de facto fitness function I wasn't expecting to cause what happened. For testing purposes, I have a realm with only three slots, three places where a figure can live. At the beginning of the program, a birth object places in a seed figure. This figure adds a mutation to its end, copies itself to a new figure, and then deletes that mutation, and starts over. This means that the child is one command longer than the parent. The grandchild would be two commands longer, great-grandchild three commands longer. A child figure will do the same thing that the parent did, add a new command at the end, copy itself to a new figure, and then delete the new command. Then, it executes whatever random mutations, random commands are on its end. Whenever the population gets to three, the oldest living figure is deleted from the system. It dies. When I was running it before, I found that it would very quickly get into a stable configuration. It would get stuck. If you get one or two figures that no longer produce children, the system will just sit there forever. That was already a de facto fitness function causing behavior I wasn't expecting and didn't want. It was basically selecting for figures that don't reproduce. Whatever tiny amount of evolution was taking place halted. I didn't really expect much evolution from a population of two or three figures anyway. I should mention that these are not sexually reproducing bits of software. It's asexual. Sexual recombination could emerge from the system, given time and a large enough population, but I really don't expect anything like that to happen when the population is so small. Since it was getting stuck, I implemented a time limit, a death clock. If the population does not reach three figures within 2048 cycles, the oldest figure is deleted. Not surprisingly, one of the things that can happen once the death clock is implemented is that every single figure dies, and the object which adds the seed figure, the original, has to do it again. I put in a test message to have it print out whenever a seed figure was planted. I expected to see that test message getting printed out over and over and over again. But it didn't. It would spit out a few dozen of those and then stop. I thought the system was freezing. Some sort of bug was causing an infinite loop, or some other error. Turns out that somehow, a line of figures, or you could even call it a species, gets past that first hurdle. Another thing I put into the death object is a function that will remove figures if they get too large. Somehow, somewhere along the way, the figures modify themselves so that they don't get too large, and they don't get stuck and stop reproducing. And it doesn't take very long. I'm not sure what they're doing, how they're pulling this off. Just watching the size of the figures, it looks like they may be trimming themselves at certain points. I do occasionally still see one get too large, but the system never gets stuck. Once past that initial few runs, the entire population doesn't get wiped out anymore. It will take a little while to figure out exactly how they're pulling this off. At the moment, to find out what's happening, I do the same thing I do when I'm testing and debugging. I add extra lines of code that gather information and provide a report. But here, at these very early stages, with a very tiny population, we're still getting a tiny amount of evolution. I'll see you next time.